All right, Lena Slim, episode 5. Dorothy, what's your favorite scary movie?
Okay, so I want to preface with saying that I hate scary movies, but if I had to pick, I would say The Sixth Sense. Oh my gosh.
That's Bruce Willis, M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Is that a scary movie?
I think suspense, it's super scary with thriller, the wild twist ending.
Does it count?
It totally counts.
I guess it counts as
so
scary.
I'm the one who made Justin watch it, and he was kind of being a hater at first, but by the end, he was like, okay, it was a decent movie.
Great twist.
Yeah. So, Sixth Sense. What about yours? What's yours?
All right. Mine is... I want to play a game. When you hear that theme song with Saw, you see that little dude on the little bike, that puppet, uh-huh. You're like, you know, what's going on?
Nope, not for me.
Oh, man. And it's because the thing I think about this scary movie is, like, it's more, like... It could be real or something, right?
Mm-mm.
Those scary movies that like have all these like ghouls and goblins that are fake, I'm like, not scary.
I'm gonna pass. I think Saw is really scary and I don't like
That's
it.
The point. That's literally what we were talking about. But also, honorable mentions, Get Out.
Oh yeah, and, Get Out
yeah,
is
Get
really
Out
good.
Solid, yeah. And I feel like I had another one, but those are some good ones.
Cool. So the reason why we're starting off with a scary movie is because the app we use this week is called Zombies Run.
Hey, I'm Justin.
And I'm Dorothy, and we're a millennial couple living in Atlanta that loves to sweat.
Every week, we're coming at you with reviews of gyms and workouts we try together.
Welcome to Lean
and Slim.
Okay, so this week we did a workout in the Zombies Run app. And basically, it's a free app that gives you essentially a choose-your-own-adventure story to listen to as you run. So it's kind of different from workouts that we've done in the past. It's not really telling you what to do. It kind of just makes your run more interesting.
Right, yeah. You just, you know, do your normal run and just have this going as you're running. And you get to, you know, hear all this interesting stuff. It's like a podcast for working out. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're listening?
I don't think I agree too much. I think it's kind of like if you
agree or disagree.
It's kind of like if you're listening to a fictional story as you work out.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically, like, you can run at your own pace, you can run whatever route you want to, but you turn on one of these missions because basically it's a zombie apocalypse and you are, I don't want to say like a soldier, but you are someone who's supposed to help.
Yeah, he's picking up supplies and, you know, helping out the base camp and, you know, trying to like figure out how did the zombie apocalypse start. And, you know, if you've ever watched The Walking Dead, it's similar to that.
Yeah, basically you're a part of the group of final survivors or whatever, and you're trying to like help out. So it's pretty cool. We both started off with the very first mission, which is called Abel's Mission. I think anytime you whenever you start the app, the very first mission you do is this one because it kind of like introduces how you got to be in this place. And it was pretty cool. We, a cool feature, and we'll get into more features later, but you're able to choose the length of the run you want to do. So the very first one we did was 30 minutes. And
The minimum you can actually choose is 20 minutes.
Yeah. Right. So, which is good. It prevents you from just doing like a 10-minute run. Definitely helps you get more engaged into the story.
Right.
Do you want to talk about like the cost and all of that, Justin?
Yeah. So it, like Dorothy mentioned earlier, free $99. So those are like our favorite apps to download for sure. But they do have premium options where you can do month by month, which is $5.99, or you can do the whole year at $34.99. And in that fee that you pay, you also get two other apps that this company has made called The Walk and Zombies Run 5K. I know I said it like that.
Me neither.
Yeah. So, you know, if you do like running and that's really a part of your workout and you're trying to get, you know, more encouragement or trying to spice it up, that's a pretty good price.
I think that's a good way to describe what this is. It kind of adds some spice to your runs. And so it's pretty nice when you pay the additional fee, which we did not, but it'll just give you more information, more metrics, just a lot more features if you decide to pay for it.
Yeah.
And something we didn't mention was that this was the number one fitness app in the App Store, the Apple App Store. So tons of people were into doing zombie runs.
And I think one reason why is really because it's international.
Oh, it is international, yeah.
For sure.
So again, one of the features, you get lots of English accents in this one.
Yeah, because it was made, it's a British company. It's an
Yeah.
English company that made it, yeah.
So people all over the world are doing this. That's pretty cool.
Right. And so where we did our run at, we did it on the East Side Beltline in Atlanta.
And if you're not from Atlanta, the Beltline is essentially like a walkway slash sidewalk that's getting built all over the city. And I'm super lucky because part of it just opened near my apartment. So it was really
Yeah.
nice to have like kind of a paved, really
Really
clear
clutch.
trail for us to get on.
Yeah.
So what did we need for the workout, Justin?
Well, definitely need headphones. It's really hard to, understand what you're doing and what's happening in the app and what you're picking up without some type of headphones. Wireless preferable, but you can always run with a cord too. And a good playlist that, that's not a requirement, but definitely helps, in between the silence when they're not doing, talking through the mission.
Yeah, and so that's something to mention is that when you do the workout, you can connect a playlist. So I think we both use Spotify.
Yes.
And so when they're talking, your music gets dimmed in the background. And when a portion of the story is not happening, your music is playing full volume.
Right. Fanny pack.
Yeah, to keep your phone, or if you have one of those little like arm things or whatever to keep your
Right,
phone in.
right. And a good route.
Yeah.
It's good to kind of know where you're headed, just before you start, so you're just not kind of meandering, especially when you're trying to, you're running for a specific time. Yeah. And so, Dorothy, what all was provided by the app?
Yeah, so in the app, like we said, you get a little spice to your run, which is the story. You get a GPS kind of map of your results after your run. But I mean, if you use an iPhone, a lot of times, like your iPhone will provide that as well. But that
Yeah,
is pretty
pretty
cool.
standard for
Yeah,
running
it's
apps.
pretty standard. Yeah. And then in terms of other features, so I think part of the way this app builds investment is that after every run, you are kind of building a base within the app. And so
Yeah, it's
you.
like Farmville or
Farmville.
something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
after the fact. So you, like as you're running, you're getting the supplies. You're like you what was kind of weird, you like gathered underwear
Yeah,
and you
and like
like picked up a
water or
flashlight.
medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so,
Picked up the CDC manual too. Shout out to the CDC.
Yeah, so all of those things kind of get tracked within the app. And then also the folks who are doing the story, the actors, all of them are British, so that's pretty cool. And then you also do get some motivation. So it definitely doesn't tell you have to, but there are different parts in the story where zombies are chasing you or whatever, so you're encouraged to sprint. So that's definitely like a cool aspect of the app because it'll intermittently give you opportunities to pick up your
Right.
pace.
And they can catch you. So that's like, you hear this beep, beep, and you hear that beep getting closer. You're like, beep, 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 beep. You're like, oh. And then you like, especially if you're doing this at night, which we did do one
Yeah,
time,
we did at
you
night.
can get freaked out.
Yeah, that is true. I was a little bit scared, but
Scary.
so that's what's provided within the app. Okay, so there are spoiler alerts ahead. Here's how the first mission starts. There's a helicopter crash in the middle of the zombie apocalypse and plot
You're on the
twist.
helicopter, BTW.
I was about to say that you're the only survivor.
Oh, my bad. So, spoiler alert. It's a
Dang,
hearse.
just messing up my whole little thing.
My bad. Keep
Anyways,
going. We're doing great.
you're the only survivor, and you pick up a radio and start talking to a base camp of people. And so they're trying to guide you to find them. And on your way there, you're picking up supplies, you're getting chased by zombies. And of course, by the end of it, you find the base camp and you join them. And then other missions continue as you do other runs. But that's essentially the first mission.
Yeah, and before start the mission, that's when you set up like how long you're gonna run, right? So we chose a 30-minute run specifically, and you can also choose a distance. And what we noticed in the app is the max amount of time you can run for per mission is 61 minutes, and then the maximum distance is actually 4.5, which seems kind of low.
4.5 miles
4.5
specifically.
miles, yeah.
Oh, and that's also something that we should probably mention. We did share earlier that it's a British company that created the app. And so when you first use it, you can go into the settings and change the distance measurements from kilometers to miles, which we
Right.
did because the default is going to be kilometers, just so you know. But yeah, so we did that 30-minute run. Like we said, we did the route by the Beltline, pretty easy. And what was interesting is that our experiences with the recording were a little different. So Justin had several zombie chases.
Yeah, I had 3 zombie chases in my 30-minute run, and you only had one.
I think I only had one.
Yeah, you only had one, and we also picked up different items. So it's definitely like, depending on your pace and how you're running, changes your, you know, the story.
Yeah, totally. So that's something cool. So it means that everyone's not getting the same exact experience, which is really interesting. And what else about the workout would you share, Justin?
I want to go more into the zombie chases.
Okay.
Because I think that's like the coolest feature, and that's like something you can turn on or off. So if you don't want to, you know, hear like growling behind you, or like, you know, you just want to run at a consistent pace. Because by the way, this is all long form running. And what I mean by long form is just like straight up running, right? It's not you're doing intervals, you're not doing sprints. It's not that type of running workout. It's just, you know, I just want to run 2 miles and just go straight. So that's kind of how this app is set up to do those type of running workouts.
Well, I agree, but I do think the zombie chases are supposed to be an encouragement to pick up your pace.
To pick up the pace, but when I say a sprint, like when I say a sprint workout, you're like sprinting and then stopping and, you know, giving yourself 30 seconds to rest, and then that's the kind of sprint workout.
I got you. Yes, yeah. So Justin is correct.
Yeah, so with those zombie chases, they do encourage you to run faster, which is really cool. And you hear the beeps and you're like, okay, I don't want to get caught. Because if they do catch you, you actually drop some of the supplies you picked up. You don't get like mauled or anything. That would be aggressive.
Well, but who knows? Maybe that happens in future missions. But yeah, that's true. Yeah, the first one was pretty tame.
Yeah. And as far as our metrics, I burned in that was 269 calories. And I had a max heart rate of 172, you know, beats per minute, which is crazy when I think about how many calories I burn running to any other workout. Like running definitely
gets you really good cardio. And I want to preface by saying I hurt my foot. So it's true. This wasn't my best run, but I burned 191 calories and my max heart rate was 167. So decent caloric burn for a run, but again, I wouldn't contribute much of that to the app itself. It was just kind of like icing on the cake, but how much you burn is definitely up to your pace and how you decide to do your run.
Right. And also I would say, you know, maybe if you don't have a fitness tracker, because she tracked that on her Apple Watch Series 3, and I have the Garmin Forerunner 235. So, you know, not only does it track GPS, but the calories, and that's how we know that. But the distance in the, the calories in the app was off, because, you know, they try and tell you how many calories you burned. So it's a little bit off from what you see if you have like a true fitness tracker, which I would trust that more than what they say in the app.
Yeah, because you are able to put your height, gender, and weight into the app. So I think they probably just use an algorithm to figure that out. But that was the workout.
So that's the workout, pretty cut and dry. You know, choose your own adventure running workout, right? Really no coaching at all in it. You know, you just kind of go at your own pace and just get it done. So now that we've talked about it, let's rate it. Peaches and Pits. So Peaches, good. Pits, bad.
I would say bad, Justin. I would say areas of improvement.
Right, opportunities.
Opportunities. Let's be asset-based.
Okay, it's like a performance evaluation.
Okay,
cool. All right, so I'll let you ladies first. What's your peach?
Okay, so my peach is that this is just a little cherry on top to a run. It's just a sprinkle of interest. I'm not the best runner, so it's nice to have something to listen to or something to keep you going. And so I did like that this app isn't telling you what to do. It's not really coaching your run. It's just giving you something that makes your run a little more interesting, and it's really simple. You just start the mission and get to running.
Yeah, I agree with that. And for my peaches, I would say I'm going to give it 2. The zombie chases were really cool. The fact that, you know, I really had to speed up, and, you know, unless I sped up, I would have lost supplies or gotten caught. Mm-hmm. That was a really nice feature, and, you know, just you know, cool because that's the, you know, zombies run, you know. So I like that. And I just really gamify fitness. You know, the whole Farmville thing at the end is kind of, you know, if you really were to really run all these and build up your camp and you see, you know, a lot more stuff in the app, that's pretty cool. And it just really encourages you to like get out there the next time because you're like, okay, I can build this into there. And like, what happens next? Like, you know, who's like the good guy, who's the bad guy. So,
yeah. And if you're keeping track, this is the second time Justin has mentioned gamifying fitness. And so that's something that he really likes and is invested in. So if you can make a workout like a game or make it fun, that's something that.
Yeah, you got to trick the mind, you know?
Sure. Okay, let's do our pits. I'll go first, and I will say my pit is the thing that you liked. I think the app is really busy. I think that there's so much going on with like the Farmville type of like build your base camp thing. There are so many different things to click on. There's like lots of like different graphics and pictures, and I'm like, what am I looking at? So I personally feel like as a workout app, it's just doing a lot for me. So wasn't a fan of the way the app is set up and just sensory overload, essentially.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. So I'm going to double down on what Dorothy just said. It is really busy. I would say just because of all the other adventures that they allow you to do, because Zombie Run's kind of like their flagship, right? But then they have a volcano run where you're running from like lava. You know, a lava or something. And there's other stories where you're maybe a Viking, maybe a Titan. So there's all kind of other stories you can listen to. So
yeah, but I think Zombie Run is like their signature.
Yeah, and there's like 8 seasons in this Zombie Run with like 12 different episodes. So there's a lot of running you can get into.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, for people who want to build investment and they want like a running kind of program, this is almost like a TV show for running, you know?
Yeah, but I would say, you know, be to like counteract that a little bit to make that pit a peach-ish, is in the other apps that we mentioned earlier, the Walk and Zombie Run 5K, those are less busy than Zombie Run app.
But those aren't the ones we use.
True, but it's like, it's all under the same umbrella. So that's why I wanted to just mention that. But
that's fair.
Yeah.
So it's the moment you all have been waiting for, maybe. it's our overall rating, 1 through 10 for the app. So Justin, what would you give it?
I'm gonna give it a 7.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know, really good app. I mean, for me personally, I just don't do a ton of running. That's not my favorite workout. So for me, I don't see myself using it a lot. But as far as like to encourage people to run and then give them a story and like a choose your own adventure, I really like that. And, you know, just running is just really easy to do, right? If you have a treadmill or even if you don't, like everyone like has you know, open space where they can really get out and just start running, where, you know, if you live on a certain floor of an apartment, you can't do certain workouts. So running just really easy. So it's an app that, you know, it's pretty cool for that. But for me personally, I'm a rated a 7.
Yeah. And I think we're still in quarantine, still COVID-19.
Yeah.
We hadn't shared that, but this is a good option to Justin's point. Like everyone can just get outside hopefully and get in a run. So a 7. Well, you know what, friends? This is going to be my lowest rating yet. I'm going to give this one a 5.
Whoa, out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
Not 5 out of 5?
No, a 5 out of 10. Whoa, and she mean. I feel like that might sound really low, but this is just my personal opinion. As a struggle jogger, aka not the best runner, this is not what I need for a run. I think like if someone is really invested in zombies or they really like scary stuff like that, or if they maybe if you already are able to run on your own, this is just a nice cherry on top. But for me, what I really need are actual guided runs. And so I guess kind of plug for another app that I really like is the Nike Running Club. That is what I need as a pretty novice runner. So the guided runs talk you through the run, give you encouragement, kind of tell you what to do with your pace. That's really what I need. If I want something like this, I can watch a movie or watch a TV show. And then the app is just doing a lot for me. I literally just was looking at all the things in the app. I'm like, this is too much. Like, I can't even deal with this. So I just didn't love it. I think it's cool that so many people in the world are using it. But
yeah, numbers don't lie.
Yeah, but so I might be an outlier, but you know what? Not for me. So definitely encourage people to at least try one run, but it wasn't my cup of tea. So fair. A 6 average, which isn't very high, but you know, I think.
Yeah, C's are to continue, but D's get degrees.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think that's true.
But I don't think that's true either. But definitely recommend at least trying it out to see if you like it. But we're going to give it an average of a 6. And to wrap things up, we are going to do my favorite part of the podcast.
I like the questions part at the beginning. My favorite part.
Okay.
Just saying what our favorites are.
Well, my favorite part is the tasty recommendation. And so... seems like we've been working out a lot on my side of town, so we probably need to switch it up for the next workout, but...
It's a lot of good places to eat over there, so...
That's true.
Keep them coming.
That's very true. And so we are going to recommend a delicious place on the east side of town. It is Fire Pit Pizza Tavern, and let me blow your minds. Okay, Atlanta is known for wings. These are my favorite wings in the city. Don't at me. They are gentrified wings, but they're called the unicorn wings. Oh my gosh. Everybody go and try them. They're so good.
So good.
Oh, literally so good.
They actually may be from unicorns. Maybe that's why it's just that good.
Okay. No, for real, everybody. Try out these wings, unicorn wings at the Fire Pit Pizza Tavern. Tell them Dorothy sent you. Just kidding. Don't tell them.
Don't,
that.
Yeah. But nothing will happen. No discount whatsoever.
But yeah, this location is right on Memorial Drive. It's in a cute little shopping area that just opened. Highly recommend. We still need to try the pizza.
Yeah, we never actually tried their pizza. But not once.
The wings.
Only the wings.
Are A+.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's my recommendation. But that's the podcast. We did the Zombies Run app. Got a 6. Not great, but you know what's great? The wings. So try those. And please subscribe. Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies. Tell your dog.
Sure.
Yeah.
And stay safe. Stay inside.
Yeah. Also, want to pub this real quick. I'm doing the Trinity Combine. And what the Trinity Combine is for is to help homelessness restoration and just like getting them back on their feet in Atlanta. So it's like an all-men's shelter, and it's doing a lot of good work. And
yeah, it's a really, really cool place.
Yeah, it was crazy how I found out about it. We were volunteering outside of it, and just like, we're like, what is this? And end up getting the tour, and then I found out about the Combine. I was like, I'm so down. But, you know, everything's happening with COVID and stuff, so it became a virtual event. But I'm still very excited to do it, so please donate if you can.
Yeah, we'll leave the link in the bio for this podcast. And in case anyone's confused, the Trinity House is kind of a home for men who have struggled with drug abuse and homelessness. And they help them get back on their feet. And then the Trinity Combine is their signature fundraiser.
Right.
And it's essentially like a workout thing where people join teams and stuff.
I feel like I explained it pretty well. But, you know, that's, thank you. Thank you for that, too.
I just wanted to clarify. But the links will be in there. I hope y'all can look into it and potentially help out. But thanks for listening.
Peace.
Bye.